from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt, tabbing our report this hour. Monmouth County authorities are asking for any video footage from a chaotic and deadly beachfront incident in Long Branch. Police responded on Thursday just before 9 p.m. to the beach just off the boardwalk of Pier Village and found a man who had been shot once and was killed. Police say there's no further threat to the public. They are asking for anyone with surveillance footage from the area to submit it online. The Wildwoods are banding together to help West Wildwood Police as they face a staffing crisis.
Only 4 full-time police officers serve the small community of West Wildwood. The police department there lost half of its staff since 2023 and was taken over by the Cape May County Prosecutor's Office last year. Cape May County Prosecutor Jeffrey Sutherland said the other police departments in the Wildwoods have agreed to share officers and resources with West Wildwood. But a recent report from the New Jersey State Association of Chiefs of Police recommended disbanding the police department there because of the staff shortage and other issues. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And in Middlesex County, police say all students involved in a senior prank that forced cancellation of classes at South River High School have been identified. Police say the incident's being treated as an act of criminal trespass and vandalism. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Stocks fall amid some Mideast tensions. The FDA is expanding the approval of Moderna's RSV vaccine. The company says the expansion will include adults 18 to 59 who are at increased risk for severe illness from the respiratory virus. It was previously only licensed for adults 60 and older. The recommendation needs to be endorsed by the CDC director to take effect. The acting director is awaiting Senate confirmation. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 770 points at 42,197. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on demand. How strong is the chance for showers? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 InSkin weather. Clouds and cool temperatures may be the bigger problem this weekend over rain. It's going to feel like typical April weather, so much for a nice, warm, summer-like Father's Day weekend, huh? Rain is going to roll in late this evening with lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow only in the mid-60s. Thermometers go nowhere. Tomorrow morning's going to be wet with scattered rain continuing. Tomorrow afternoon trends drier, just some lingering showers around. And Sunday, it'll just be a few spot showers around throughout the day. Hit or miss stuff. Still overcast in the upper 60s. One more blah unsettled day on Monday with a continuing chance of rain and highs again in the upper 60s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Flemington 78, Freehold 76, Pennsville 82. Fast traffic, instant weather, every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. This weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you just can't do because of pain? Well, Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free?
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.